The ATP reads, "Hey Jim, before you peace out back to Wisco, any chance that you can drop a hint about the Sparrow's whereabouts? Respectfully, the Clones." "I absolutely can. And he's much closer than you think. Very interesting that you would ask." All right, so today is officially Adam Hawk's final day on the program. Adam and I were chopping it up recently, and we were talking about the future. And he let me know at that point that he had been thinking about his own future. And he had been thinking about where he wanted to go with his life and his career professionally, where he wanted to go personally. And that Adam had given it significant thought and let me know that it was time for him to try the next thing. That it was time for him to move on with his journey and his career. And I want to repeat right now what I said to him when he told me that. And he came at it from the best place imaginable and just said, "It's just time. It's time for me to do this." And what I said to him then, I want to say right now, I appreciate that very much. I respect that very much. I appreciate you, Adam, personally very much. This is not an easy gig. We go hard. Not everybody is built for this gig. But you did a hell of a job. You were a great producer. You were a great steward of the program. You were great with the Clones. You were great for me to work with. You did a tremendous job of repping this show, of repping me, and of repping Clone Nation. So, I respect this decision very much. I appreciate you, and I want to thank you for everything you did. You had a hell of a run. The show is better for your time being here, and I like to think that you're better for being here as well. So, I appreciate you. I appreciate the time you put in. I want to thank you for all of that, and I want to wish you all the luck in the world with whatever it is you choose to do going forward. And know this, you will always be extremely well thought of around here and welcome around here. And sure enough, he is here. Adam Hawk, what's up, dude?
Jim, it is such a pleasure and honor and just a really bittersweet moment that's kind of washing over me right now in real time to be speaking with you on the air. Probably, who knows, maybe for the last time. It's just, it's crazy. Thank you so much for all of those things that you just said and for the last 5 years. It's been awesome, and I'm really happy to be back today with you right now.
All right, so when you think back on these last 5 years, there is a lot to process and a lot that went down in the last 5 years. When you think about your last 5 years here, what are the types of things that you're going to remember the most?
To be honest, and not to overstate it, the experience has been nothing short of life-changing. This is the pinnacle of sports talk radio. It's where I always wanted to be. To get here and to work with you and with this staff has just been incredible. My family now lives in Orange County. Like, we changed where we lived. I have kids now and raised them in the Orange County school districts. My friends are now in Orange County. The dads that I coach soccer with are here. So it literally changed my life. And it got me to do some things that I probably would have never done before. From things as stupid as getting a cat tattoo with a tattoo artist that's now one of my best friends and has done 17 tattoos on me since, to running a couple of marathons, to becoming friends with Steve Elkington and Cruz Pedregon and the Good Brothers and the Pappas family and Brother Benny Scholl from Avoid. The doors that this show has opened up for me is incredible. And not to sound like a D-bag, but because of you, you know, strangers know who I am. I've never had that in my life before. So it's been,
which is all you've ever wanted.
Well, it's been nothing short of life-changing. So what will I remember the most? It changed my life.
Now, I can appreciate that. Listen, I want to be very transparent about this because I don't want people running around trying to determine what happened. What happened is exactly what I said. Let's be very transparent about this. You and I were talking about the show and the future of the show, and I said, here's what I'm thinking. And you said, well, I want to tell you what I'm thinking. And you were thinking that you were ready for the next thing. Let's be very transparent about that.
Absolutely. There is no dramatic kind of weird thing. I wouldn't be here today if there was some kind of weird animosity. So that never happened. I don't think we could have ended this thing on better terms. I think we had a wonderful 5-year run together. I couldn't have been more honored to work with you. We ended as strong as you possibly could. The Smack Off trended number one. A lot of people said it was the best one ever. You did an amazing spot on the Dan Le Batard show that had your first and last name trending. Like, we went hard up until the finish line, and that's exactly how I wanted it to end. And I don't think if there was any kind of bad blood or weird ending, I would be here, or we would have gone as hard as we did. So this is just, it's as amicable as could possibly be. And I'm glad that you're making that point so everyone knows it as well.
You know, exactly. This ends very well. You and I end on very good terms. It's just business. You were ready to move on. You gave me 5 years. You gave us 5 years. You went as hard as you could and then made the decision. I want to try something new. I want to move on with my life. So let's just be very, very clear, everybody. There's nothing to see here. This is exactly what this is. So what's the next thing? What are you going to focus on now?
I don't want to turn it into a commercial for small business, but I do appreciate you asking. What is next is building out the golf brand and the apparel brand and the beer business and all of that. I just, you know, I know your story. You went around knocking on doors, syndicating this thing in a grassroots way. And so building your own business and working for your dad and then doing your own thing, it's kind of like the path that I'm following now. I'm going to go and start my own thing, or at least give it more attention, because that's where I'm being called right now. And that's my passion, is to build something for myself. But that being said, in the process of building that, there was a work ethic and a grind that I learned here that it's priceless, and it will make me a better entrepreneur. It will make me a better future employer of people that will eventually, hopefully, work for me. So I will be applying a lot of what I learned here.
Dude, we're all going to work for you one day, right?
Well, hopefully a few
people. That's what that one GM told us. We will all one day work for you.
Hopefully a few people. Now, I know that we have a hard network out and we're up against it. Would you mind if I just said thank you to a few people?
Please do.
All right. So on the TV side, I do want to say thank you to David Kampf, Jake Gittich, Nate Lowenthal, Charlie, Ab, Einer, Mike, John, the OG, Sam Dusenberry, and Daniel Ferrari. And then a special shout out to Sharon Watson, who has just been like my spiritual Sherpa for the last year. I love that guy. He has changed my life for the better, and he knows it. To the New York guys, Tom, DeCelestino, Stu, Kovacs, Connor, James, and everyone who kept us on the air in New York, thank you for that. To David Miernak, Mark Cherinoff, you guys were great bosses to work for. And I do really quickly want to take this opportunity to shout out the clones. The best audience in the world. It's not even close. I told you when I got here, I thought that the interaction was like fake or manufactured because there was just so much of it. And I've worked in radio my whole life and I've never seen that. And then I got here and was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. These guys are loyal. They're smart. They're funny. They're clever. They have supported me in numerous ways, from cheering me on at the marathons to sending nice messages when my son was born to taking a peek at some of the side hustles. It's just been amazing. And I've been accused of being a little too clone friendly, you know, putting a little too many penis jokes in front of the Hall of Fame host over the last 5 years. And so I would like to, you know, to everyone who's bothered by that, I would like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody, because the Clone Friendly EP will do what the hell he wants. And it was so much fun doing a show for you guys. That if that's my legacy, that I love the clones, that's a legacy that I'm willing to go out on. To the show staff, Austin, Keith, and Robert, who aren't here anymore, you guys are in a fraternity, and I love you forever. Tom, you are the right guy for the job. I loved spending those 2 weeks with you. Sammy Davis Jr. said, if they're not roasting you, they don't care about you. So I think they care about you, Count Chocula. And to Dave Whalen, your standard for excellence. You made me a better employee, whether you knew it or not. Kristen and Erica, thanks for the Super Bowl dinners. My favorite memory of you guys was when you said no to a party I invited you to, and then I ran into you later that night at that same party. That was incredible.
That is incredible, by the way.
Garrett Ritt, one of one, absolutely one of the best human beings I've ever met. He takes a lot of crap more than I ever did, which is incredible. And he just doesn't apologize for it. And you have to love him for it. I literally went behind his back to cut off his hot chocolate, and he's still like a good friend of mine. And it takes a real great guy to deal with that. I heard the other day you said that a cardboard cutout of him would deter people from having sex forever, and he still like shows up. You know, it's just, you have to love that attitude. James Kelly, best dude ever, my favorite person on staff, favorite guy to text with, just love that guy. He's a superstar. I'm glad everyone's seeing it. Alvin DeLauro, it's impossible to understate how much I love this dude. He is loyal to a fault. I know for the rest of my life that he will always have my back. A lot of people say they're loyal, but they're the furthest thing from. We all backstab. We all talk behind people's back. It's just human nature. But Alvin is the pinnacle of loyalty. Craig Kitchen, what an honor to be in that guy's presence for 5 years. People would kill for the attention that I got from Craig from the last 5 years. He's an industry tycoon and just a really fantastic guy. Makes you feel like the most important person in the world. And Jim, it was a thrill of a lifetime to work with you. Sometimes I would sit here and just become fully aware of the moment. Like, holy crap, I'm in the same room as Jim Rome and he's doing his thing. The thing that I watched him do since high school. Like, I cannot believe I'm in the room and I'm watching the GOAT do the thing. And you won't say it, so I will. You invented the industry. Everyone is here because of you. You made my life so much better. You have had influence and inspiration on people that you will never, ever meet. But I would like to tell you that I am at the front of that line. So I could go on and on. I know we're up against it. I had a lot more written out, but just thank you so much. It was an absolute pleasure. I got to see the best of the best do it every single day for 5 years. And that will be on the front of my mind for a long time. So you've left a lasting, lasting impact on me. And the last thing I'll say is one of the coolest things about you was you were just so proud of your family that you couldn't help but bring them up all the time. You talked about Janet glowingly and your sons with so much pride. And as a young dad and a husband, that's as important to me to learn from you as anything else. So just great. So shout out to everybody. And if I forgot you, I'm so sorry. We're up against it. But I will take the time to respond to anyone on Twitter. So the people that have reached out the last 2 weeks and last night and this morning, I love you all. And I'll talk to you soon. I got a little family trip to Palm Springs, so maybe not right away, but I will get back to everyone. And thank you so much for everything, everyone.
Truly, Adam, if you're concerned that you forgot anybody, trust me, you did not. I think that you shouted out anybody and everybody who's ever listened to the program, and I appreciate it. Extremely well said. Thank you very much for the kind words. That touched me deeply. I mean, you covered so much ground that you talked right over the present that we had for you. So, Alvin, I don't know, like, if this lives off air, we don't have enough time for this. Do we play part of this? Why don't we give Adam part of his gift, Alvin? Go ahead. The hawk that was. So we had to staff up. I brought a few guys in, but Adam Hawk is the new EP, and I want to bring him up. Dude, no pressure.
Yeah, I'm from Seattle, although I hate the Seahawks. Longtime listener of the show, really stoked that the position became open and that I got to talk to you and Craig and be a part of it.
Hey, Julio, do you think Tom Brady's recovery sleepwear actually works?
I don't know anything about sleepwear.
Do you know Johnny Unitas?
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
The guy that got drunk and tried to kiss Susie Colbert.
That's Joe Namath.
Yeah!
Absolutely through my spine getting into my right golf cleat.
You are an idiot.
Yeah.
You are one tattoo and a couple of stretched earlobe rings away from executive producing people's drink orders at a Starbucks.
Hey, Adam, how's your day going?
I honestly, dream day.
The phones don't work, moron.
Yeah, no.
What do you mean it's a dream day? Hawk's stash.
I wasn't trying to draw attention to myself. I was actually trying to blend in.
Yeah, because you went from looking like a porn star to a murderer.
It looks like dude's selling used clothing. It's going to come pre-shrunk, pre-pit stained, and already smelling like cigar smoke.
I'm going to get a picture of my cat's face tattooed onto me tomorrow. The only question left right now is placement.
The only question left is where you're going to work next.
Yo, he didn't tattoo his cat on his...
Dude, he did!
Oh my gosh, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen. The kitty cat on the forearm, that's hot.
Did you have any idea that he was going to utter the name Sarah Jessica Parker?
I did.
You did?
I did.
And you thought that was okay?
Yeah.
Or Adam Hawk forever.
Adam Hawk, and there is the medal. Oh, dude, that's nice.
Yeah, thank you. Remember when David Wise brought his Olympic gold in? This is like that, except better. I've seen Twitter. They're all like, yeah, you were with soccer moms and fat guys there at the end. So? I don't care.
Now let me translate all that into Hawk's natural dialect.
Nice. Jim could not be any worse than he is right now, man. Dude, I'm streaming this.
I decided to do a little digging on Hawk. You brought him on air 78 times. You've ran him 57 of those times.
There's more where that came from. We just ran out of time. Adam, thank you for everything. You did a great, great job, and I appreciate you personally. Well done. Adam Hawk, great legacy here. That's it. We will tweet the rest of that out. I will see you in 2 weeks. Look for Adam online. Thank you for listening. We're out.